Unit 19, Test 1, Section 1. Number 1. Maori as a language is taught in many schools and universities.
Number 2. Maori history was handed down from one generation to another.
Number 3. Please bring another bottle of wine for our guests.
Number 4. In our winter, that is from June to August, you could get a lot of rain and it's much colder.
Number 5. In North Island, you've got some wonderful national parks. Section 2. Number 6. Is she French?
Number 7. What time is it by your watch?
Number 8. What's your favorite kind of music?
Number 9. When are you leaving?
Number 10. What's the weather like today? Section 3. Lovely day, isn't it?
I should say so.
We're having a picnic tomorrow. Why don't you come with us?
I'd like to, but I think it's going to rain. The weatherman says it is.
I wish you were right. It hasn't rained for a week, and it isn't cloudy today either.
But he's usually correct in his weather news.
The temperature is 20 degrees Celsius this afternoon. I'm sure we'll have fine weather for our picnic.
Well, I must go, but I'll take my umbrella with me.
Lovely day, isn't it?
I should say so.
We're having a picnic tomorrow. Why don't you come with us?
I'd like to, but I think it's going to rain. The weatherman says it is.
I wish you were right. It hasn't rained for a week, and it isn't cloudy today either.
But he's usually correct in his weather news.
The temperature is 20 degrees Celsius this afternoon. I'm sure we'll have fine weather for our picnic.
Well, I must go, but I'll take my umbrella with me. I'm enjoying this. Where exactly are we going?
To a really nice place down by the river. It's a good place for a camp. And there's plenty of shade under the trees.
Be careful. Don't throw your cigarette end out. If you do that, you may start a bushfire. Sorry, I wasn't thinking. Look out, there's a deer.
Missed it. That was lucky. It could have damaged our car really badly.
I'm enjoying this. Where exactly are we going?
To a really nice place down by the river. It's a good place for a camp. And there's plenty of shade under the trees.
Be careful. Don't throw your cigarette end out. If you do that, you may start a bushfire. Sorry, I wasn't thinking. Look out, there's a deer.
Missed it. That was lucky. It could have damaged our car really badly. Good evening. Would you like any drinks?
Yes, we would. A whiskey for me. What do you want, Tina?
Orange juice for me, please. What about you, Lily? A cup of coffee, please.
Here are the menus. Girls, here's a menu for you. Here's a menu for me.
A moment later.
Here are your drinks. What would you like for dinner?
We'd like 3 steaks, some chips, and a ham salad.
Good evening. Would you like any drinks?
Yes, we would. A whiskey for me. What do you want, Tina?
Orange juice for me, please. What about you, Lily? A cup of coffee, please.
Here are the menus. Girls, here's a menu for you. Here's a menu for me.
A moment later.
Here are your drinks. What would you like for dinner?
We'd like 3 steaks, some chips, and a ham salad.
Test 2. Passage 1. New Zealand is an English-speaking country. But the government recognizes another language, too. This is the Maori language. English sailors began to visit New Zealand after 1770. They found a dark-skinned people living there. These were the Maoris. They had come from islands in the Pacific Ocean 400 years before, in the 14th century. For a long time, the British government was not very interested in these faraway islands. It was made a British colony in 1840. In this year, the first British people came to settle in the new country. More and more settlers came from Britain. The Maoris were friendly to the first settlers. but soon the new settlers wanted the Maori's land. So in 1844 there was fighting between them. This was the first of several wars between the two peoples. The next 50 years were very bad for the Maoris. Many were killed in the wars. Many more died from new diseases brought by the British. In 1840, there were perhaps 200,000 Maoris. By 1896, the number had fallen to 42,000. But this century, the two peoples have lived in peace. For many years, the British New Zealanders looked down on the Maoris. But in recent years, they have had equal rights, and the Maori language is one of the languages of the country with English. Today, there are 236,000 Maoris. That is, about 10% of the population. Most of them live in North Island. They have a rich culture and a great love of singing and dancing. New Zealand is an English-speaking country, but the government recognizes another language too. This is the Maori language. English sailors began to visit New Zealand after 1770. They found a dark-skinned people living there. These were the Maoris. They had come from islands in the Pacific Ocean 400 years before, in the 14th century. For a long time, the British government was not very interested in these faraway islands. It was made a British colony in 1840. In this year, the first British people came to settle in the new country. More and more settlers came from Britain. The Maoris were friendly to the first settlers. But soon, the new settlers wanted the Maoris' land. So in 1844, there was fighting between them. This was the first of several wars between the two peoples. The next 50 years were very bad for the Maoris. Many were killed in the wars. Many more died from new diseases brought by the British. In 1840, there were perhaps 200,000 Maoris. By 1896, the number had fallen to 42,000. But this century, the two peoples have lived in peace. For many years, the British New Zealanders looked down on the Maoris. But in recent years, they have had equal rights, and the Maori language is one of the languages of the country with English. Today, there are 236,000 Maoris. That is, about 10% of the population. Most of them live in North Island. They have a rich culture and a great love of singing and dancing.
Passage 2. More than 40 million children in 23 developing nations will likely have lost one or both of their parents by 2010. Most of these deaths will be the result of AIDS, Brian Atwood, a U.S. official, said. Meanwhile, since the first reported death of a child by AIDS in Los Angeles 15 years ago, almost 3 million children under 15 have caught the disease worldwide, and at least 1,000 are dying each day. In countries across Africa, Asia, and Latin America, AIDS is pulling years of progress in social development. He added, life expectancy will probably drop to 40 years or less in 9 African countries by the year 2020. More than 40 million children in 23 developing nations will likely have lost one or both of their parents by 2010. Most of these deaths will be the result of AIDS, Brian Atwood, a U.S. official, said. Meanwhile, since the first reported death of a child by AIDS in Los Angeles 15 years ago, almost 3 million children under 15 have caught the disease worldwide, and at least 1,000 are dying each day. In countries across Africa, Asia, and Latin America, AIDS is pulling years of progress in social development. He added, life expectancy will probably drop to 40 years or less in 9 African countries by the year 2020.